I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In late July, Muslim extremists came to the home of a Christian in Uganda and killed him. He'd recently held an open-air evangelism event, prompting threats from a local Muslim leader. Earlier in July, extremists killed another Christian as he traveled home from a different evangelism event. Todd Nettleton is with the Voice of the Martyrs, USA.
I hope the Ugandan government responds. I hope that the perpetrators are held accountable. I know in the case of one of these murders, there has been someone arrested. We will see what happens as far as the justice system there, the court system, and how the case moves forward.
The majority of Ugandans practice Christianity, but in recent years, the Islamic State has gained a foothold in the country. Ask God to protect Ugandan Christians and pray the attacks wouldn't discourage them from sharing their faith. And from persecution, we turn to the global deaf community.
In most countries worldwide, deaf communities are unreached. And that means that there's less than 2% believers within that community.
President CEO Rob Myers says Door International equips believers to reach other deaf for Christ and plant churches. Door calls its program 2x2.
Based on the principle that Jesus lays out in Luke chapter 10, when they are sent out in pairs, there are always two deaf leaders, typically someone with a skill in evangelism and someone with a skill in teaching.
Beginning with teams selected earlier this year, Door is introducing a new method of training. Please pray new recruits can learn quickly as they shadow experienced 2x2 teams. Pray for wisdom as deaf leaders implement the new disciple-making movement technique. Learn more about the deaf and Door International at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.